Charles, the long setback, takes the handoff from Simeon. Charles still going. Charles into the end zone for the Denver touchdown.
Jamal Charles, his first touchdown in the orange and blue, comes on a tough day for the Broncos. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, alongside John Elway. And John, if you looked at the stat sheet after the game, it looked like the Broncos might have won that game, but is that just an example of how those turnovers cost them?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, turnovers and mistakes. I think we had four illegal motion penalties and you know, crucial mistakes at crucial times. And that's why, you know, you can go back and look at any football game, and there's usually five plays that make a difference one way or the other. And if you win those five plays, you usually win a game. And if you lose those five, you usually lose. And you know, we lost those five this week. And that's why, even though the stat sheet looked good, we didn't play well enough to beat them.
The offense had to settle for a few field goals a couple of times. How do you open things up in the red zone when it can get so tight in there?
Well, I think the key thing is you have to stay on schedule. You can't get third and long situations. You know, if you're third and eight, nine, ten, and, you know, it's such a condensed area down there, and people will just play soft, back off, keep everything in front of them, and the holes are a lot smaller, as you said, because there's not much area. And so you got to stay on schedule. You got to stay out of third and long situations, and we didn't do that.
You feel like Trevor learns about some of these mistakes just the more he plays?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, he's in his second year of starting and still a young guy. And so, you know, he'll learn from those mistakes. I still think he was trying to get the one ball out of bounds, just couldn't get it out of bounds. But, you know, he'll learn from those mistakes. And, you know, we'll do a better job of moving to Trevor when he's out moving around a little bit, because he's doing a good job of buying a second chance and moving around a little bit. We just got to get a little bit better of moving with him.
Well, we're moving forward now, looking ahead to the Raiders game. It's Raiders week around here. We'll have a preview of that matchup coming up next.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Back here on Elway Access, it's Raiders week around here. What's the number one priority in trying to slow down that offense? Because it looked like the Redskins had some success last week.
Well, they really did. And I think that, you know, it looked like, you know, the Raiders had a bad night, as we had on Sunday the day before. So I'm sure that we're going to get their best coming in here Sunday. You know, they're very talented on offense, have two wide receivers that can really play. You know, the running backs, big offensive line, biggest offensive line in the league. So, I mean, they've got a ton of talent on the offensive side defensively. You know, they're coming together, can play good football. So, you know, it's a great rivalry, and it's one of those early season must-wins for us, especially at home.
It's not quite the same as when you were playing, though, huh?
Well, not quite. We're getting back there because the Raiders are becoming a much better football team now. And so, you know, it's like, look at what they did last year at 12-4 and really have come on. Reggie McKenzie's done a tremendous job with the talent on that football team. And so, you know, I think – and they're set up for a while. So I think this is going to be a run of, you know, good Raider-Bronco games, you know, to come.
It was a historic weekend around the league, just with a lot of the player unity demonstrations during the national anthem. What did you think about what happened, and what are your thoughts on the national anthem?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm one that believes in standing for the national anthem, and I've always believed that, and believe that this is the greatest country in the world, and we're very fortunate to live here. Obviously, it's not perfect. There's a lot of things that need to be corrected, and we'll continue to work on those things. But I think that, you know, I'm one that really believes in standing for the flag. I understand the players and where they felt and the comments that were made earlier in the week that, you know, they felt that they had to, you know, whoever it may be, they had to go on and kneel. And so, and that's up to them. You know, that's part of what this country's been built on, was the fact of freedom of speech and be able to do what they want. So they did that. Hopefully, you know, as we go forward, we can start concentrating on football a little bit more, keep the politics out of football. But I think last week was a good show of unity by the NFL, and hopefully this week we can move forward.
All right, John, thank you very much. This has been LA Access. Thanks for joining us. I'm Phil Milani for John Elway.